Aujourd'hui, pour la radio du cinéma, au micro, je reçois un réalisateur, auteur de Karachi, au Pakistan. Son nom est Babar Ali. Il revient tout juste de Los Angeles, des États-Unis, où son long métrage, son premier long métrage, John, a réalisé sa première internationale. Bonjour, Baba. Hello.
Hello, bonjour. How are you?
Everything is beautiful in Paris. And I have to admit something to you, Baba, is that your film, John, I have to say I had to watch it twice. Let me tell you why. First,
Okay.
this is definitely a film about sincerity within your actions and also probably along your life. And I want to ask you a question about the obvious gap that the film is picturing within its story. And I want to ask you what you think we should be doing to help our own future and, in particular, emancipate our lives a little bit, maybe like the hero of your story.
First of all, thank you so much. That's a great compliment that you just gave. I think what I tried to show with the film is the message is very clear. It's not about ourselves. Every action that we do has an impact on the society, and society is the reflection of our actions. So if we do something good, it would come back to us. If we do something bad, it would come back to us. So we have to take care of other community members as well, especially those who are marginalized. As you see the character of John, he's a Christian, he's living in a minority, and he's very poor. So that's why he chose the way of violence, because it was easier for him because of the discrimination that he was facing. So that's what I tried to say with the film, that we need to take care of each other.
Love is essential within the story of your film, and there are beautiful scenes where we can see your hero in the fiction being supported by women when he has concerns, and women who sometimes might seem actually more emancipated than he is. Would you say that art is so essential to better advocate for progressiveness across communities, but also internationally? Would you say that art has a form of universality that can speak to literally anyone, regardless of where they're from or of their career?
Yes, that's the beauty of art. You can communicate to anyone. The human emotions are the same. People might be speaking different languages, but the emotions that you feel are the same. So love is a very universal kind of emotion, and it's very strong. And the women characters in my film that I've tried to portray, I've tried to show, strong women characters. Even, like sometimes you would feel that they are stronger than the male protagonist, the hero that we have. He's being supported by the women, his mother, and then his lover later on. So that's because, in Pakistan and in South Asia, the women, they are not so empowered. They are usually shown in films as, having a very supportive role, being, the cherry on the cake and objectified. But what I tried to do with my women, female characters was that they have a very strong presence and they're guiding, which is true, like that's what happens.
Women and also educators sometimes, are they
Yes.
powerful enough to break habits and sometimes traditions?
Yes, women are the ones who raise the boys as well. The men, they learn from women. So it's very important to educate women and empower them, because they have a lot of, weight on their shoulders. They can, like change the society.
Why choosing the Asian World Film Festival for the premiere of your film? I mean, you obviously traveled quite a bit. Why this festival, and how was also the reception that you have today and would like to see later in Europe or on other continents?
So Asian World Film Festivals, it's a great festival, and it selects only certain films. So the film pool that they have is very limited. So that makes it very prestigious. It's an honor to be associated with the Asian World Film Festival, and the reception was great. Having an international audience watching the film. We had a premiere in Pakistan and then in the United States. So having a very global audience from different cultures sitting there watching the film and then giving great reviews, it was a great experience, because when you're making a film, you sometimes do have certain, things in mind that maybe a global audience might not understand a few things that are cultural. But I was very surprised, all the elements, everything was quite simple, and the audience was very interested, very keen to learn more about Pakistani culture and the background of the film.
However, your film, John, might not be available for all generations. We are talking here about a crime thriller. Can you talk with our audience a little more with the universe you developed within the film? I mean, you literally see incredible landscapes. The cinematography is so beautiful. Can you talk to us about the work you've achieved with your team?
Yes, so the film is set in Karachi, in a very rural community, where the minorities live. So Pakistan is, as you might know, it's a Muslim majority country. It was founded on the basis of religion. It's one of the first countries to do that. Living in a Islamic country, in a Muslim country, and being a Christian, it's very difficult, and especially when you're poor, when you don't have resources, when you don't have access to education, when you don't have access to good health, and you don't get good jobs, these Christians, these boys, young boys, they tend to work as janitors. That's the kind of jobs that they are offered. So I'm exploring the character of one of the Christian boys who's working as a janitor in a school. And I just wanted to show that community to the world, to Pakistani people as well, because a lot of people in Pakistan don't know about that world either. And being in that community, they are very vulnerable. And that's how, some people, they try to manipulate them into towards the path of crime. So it is a crime thriller, of course. And I had a great time, filming. We shot at real locations mostly. Because the grittiness that I wanted to show, the reality, the brutality that I wanted to show, it would have been a bit challenging to achieve on the sets. It was very challenging to be filming on the sets, on not on the sets, on real locations, but it was fun. And we shot at real houses. We went to that community and we asked them, can we shoot in your house, because it looks beautiful. It's very cinematic. So the people were very cooperative. So from so we were very lucky.
Your hero, sometimes, and admittedly, along the film, he does seem to be lost. And that's beautiful how he is interacting with all the characters and those people along his journey who encourage him somehow on this coming of age trajectory. What would be your best recommendation for communities or groups who sometimes feel a little misled or do not have access to the proper education they should have? What would be your best recommendation? Is cinema the correct medium to spread a positive message and just spread progressiveness in general?
Yes, I think cinema is a very powerful medium. You can connect with the audience. There are things that you can't really say out loud, to someone. But if you show them a film, a movie, that really, talks to them and connects with them, and they consciously or subconsciously, they learn a lot from it. A film like John, in the context of Pakistan, it could have been a controversial film, because we are showing that Muslims, some Muslims are bad guys, and then Christians, and we are talking about all these controversial things, but we try to do it in a very subtle way, because it's very important to educate the people and to teach them, you know, religious tolerance, to spread those positive messages, and also to encourage, you know, this is the first Pakistani film that shows a Christian character as a lead. So that's a great deal. And all the Christian community would be very happy and is very happy to see that, you know, being represented. So it's very important to represent these marginalized minorities.
To conclude this interview, would you like to have a word maybe for the producers who accompanied you with the project, and also about maybe the future of the film, or what's your greatest hope internationally for its trajectory in the near future?
Yes, I'm very grateful to the whole crew and our producer Faiza Khanam, who's also my wife, and she was very, you know, like, we struggled really hard to make this film come to life. It was very, you know, it's been a long journey. And then our co-producers, Evelyn Subert from the US, Gwen Field, Mike Duffy, and then Wajahat Rauf joined us later on. So with the support of all these people, you know, like, at one point it almost seemed impossible to finish this film, but you know, it was very challenging. It's my first film, so it's, you know, it's very challenging to produce your first film, because nobody knows what you could do. So they trusted me, so I'm very grateful to have these people around me, and I'm very hopeful that we'll find a bigger global audience. So I'm very excited about what's next for John. And thank you so much to you.
We for sure wish you the best travels and trajectory within the festival circuit. Thank you. Merci, Babar. C'était pour la Radio du Cinéma.